Thank you, Terry. That was beautiful. Many of you already know that I spend quite a bit of time and energy at the Recovery Cafe here in Everett. We begin each day with that 5 minutes of silence. At the cafe, we honor all forms of spirituality, and the silence is a good way to do that. But as we know here at Unity, meditating together helps the out there stay out there and brings us into community. We're all about love and community at the cafe. I love what I'm doing. I love the people I work with, as well as those who walk through the door. These folks are lonely, tired, hungry, poor, addicted, without housing, dealing with mental or physical health issues. So Ed was one of the first members I met at the cafe. He had been on the streets and addicted. He had been in jail and was estranged from his family. Now, 2 years later, he is now an alumnus of the cafe and a very vocal member of Everett of the Everett community, speaking out about what really works. He's a guardian in his own neighborhood. He's back with his family. They have a new child who's now a year old. He's Mr. Mom, and he happens to be an excellent handyman. So 3 years ago, I really had no idea that I would retire, nor did I have any clue what I would do if and when I retired. So when I got called in one day and the manager there said they were changing things around and my position was no longer part of it, it was a shock. Life often forces change upon us. Well, I got the news of that on that Friday, and the very next Sunday, it was announced at the United Church of Christ, which I was then attending, that we would be having a recovery coach training right there in that church in March of 2014. What did the Mother Superior say to Maria and the Sound of Music? When God closes a door, he opens a window. Well, the turnaround on this one was bordering on the miraculous. Perhaps I've usually sort of gone where the wind blows me, but now I think it's really all been a God thing. Certain ideas and people come into my experience, and then it's up to me to decide what I want to do, if that's the right direction to go. Okay then, I signed up for the best and most intense training of my entire life. Some things I learned that I thought I already knew was how to lower the barriers between people, how to be more present to the person sitting across from me, how to gently help folks do what they want to do in a way that really works for them, to help navigate situations that can't be avoided. I learned more deeply how to understand unaware racism and prejudice. We practice how it feels to be left out and lonely, to be in a minority. It really was a very spiritual experience for me. I think through that week, I at least began to get out of my head and into my heart. I learned it's all about love and that everyone has a God spark. So now I was actually looking forward to ending my paid career and getting on with the rest of my life and new adventure with no pay at all. I had a very winding spiritual school. The Methodist Church, where my mother grew up and where I got my start, was where I learned to sing. Patty and I used to sing duets at age 7. Oh, we were so cute. But that church didn't really fit for Dad. A friend of his was attending the UCC church, and we tried it, and it seemed to work out well for the entire family. So we stayed. I'm so very grateful for being a part of that church off and on for 60 years. Over the years, I've experienced religion and spirituality in several so-called traditions. Methodist, UCC, Episcopal, UCC, Lutheran, UCC, More Lutheran, UCC, Baha'i, Pagan, Goddess Worship, Buddhist, no church at all, UCC. Now I enjoy the Unity Center for Positive Living. Thank you for your open arms, and thank you, Dana, for inviting me. So here I am, still seeking at the age of 70. Some of us never grow up. Thank God. The recovery coach training was also my introduction to the cafe. It was there that I first met Wendy Grove, our founder and executive director. After the training, I asked Wendy, I was so excited, what's next? She said, well, come to a transformation tour. Learn about what we want to do here in Everett. I went. Now what? I asked. Well, come to another one, said she. I went. Now what? I said again, well, why don't you come to a board meeting? A sort of whirlwind of transformation for me, and I was part of something new and wonderful. And I just knew it was going to be really good for the entire community. So here I am more than 3 years later, and the cafe is going strong. The cafe is a safe place to come together to heal and grow in community. And just like the church, this church, we have at the cafe what I like to call radical welcome. The cafe is very low barrier. The only requirement to be in the cafe is 24 hours drug and alcohol free if addiction is an issue. This is based on behavior, not a drug test, and is for the safety of all, and we are building trust. When we were first open, Joe, one of our first members, was standing out in the alley, but he didn't come in. I said, Joe, come on in, we're open. He said, I can't. I relapsed yesterday, and I won't have 24 hours until 2:00. So at 2:00, guess what? He came in and was literally welcomed with open arms. At the cafe, we repeat 5 guidelines every day. They are: show respect, live reflectively, practice compassion, give and forgive, encourage growth. So I looked up a meaning, at least one meaning for each of these. To show respect, to have high or special regard for. To live reflectively, to live thoughtfully and prayerfully. Compassion, a strong desire to alleviate suffering, deep sympathy. To give and forgive, to give, to hand over to, forgive, to give up resentment. Encourage growth, to encourage, provide confidence and hope. These guidelines help us get to what we all are really looking for, to love and be loved. These few words remind us of how to be with people. They transform and heal as we practice getting better and better in our own lives and strengthen the inner connection and love for each other. Recovery circles are another way we support each other. A smaller group of folks get together weekly and they talk about what's been going on in their lives. They each get a chance to share. Then if they want, they can have feedback. And the rest of the members of the group will give positive comments and perhaps share something that's worked in their lives. If they don't want feedback, they can say, no thanks. So Bob shared one day that he needed prescription medications, but he didn't know how to get on the medical coverage that would help. Ed said, well, I know exactly what to do. After the circle, they got together, and Bob came back the very next week and happily announced that he was on a program and had his medication. No one knows better how to get things done than someone who's been there and done that. Well, one way or another, we've all been there, done that. We all need support as we support each other in family and community. The cafe provides that for people who come there, much like this church. Besides providing healthy meal 5 days a week, we have a lot of fun. We eat together, play card games, Scrabble, bingo, aggravation, chess, listen to live music. We have open mic night once a month. Healing and transformation shouldn't all be drudgery. Mostly, it should be sort of fun. And if it's not fun, we really need to think about doing something different. The first time Justin picked up his violin and began to play, I was absolutely stunned. A professional for sure, and a cafe member. He also plays guitar and keyboard, and he writes music. On St. Patrick's Day this last year, I said, hey, Justin, play something Irish. No problem. He played Irish music, but I'd never heard that song before. He's also a recovery coach and is considering a career in music therapy. I'm humbled and honored to be part of what's happening and to know the amazing people I meet at the cafe. This church has played an extremely important role in helping hold that space for those on the margins. In addition to monthly financial support, we now have 3 recovery coaches and at least 4 volunteers who come to the cafe to help the folks there. Thank you. The city of Everett is growing and changing with its streets initiative and genuine desire to make Everett a better place for all of its people. Did you know that the Everett Police Department and the Snohomish County Police Department now have embedded social workers? These folks go out to help people in need. They're reaching out in new ways. So Julie was living in a homeless camp. She was addicted. The embedded social worker and an officer went out to build these relationships. It took a while, but when Julie was ready, she turned in her drug paraphernalia. She turned in her drugs at the police department. They found her treatment right away. After she got out of treatment, they found her housing and they found her a job. Now she goes out and helps others do what she did. That's a true story. Last July, I got to represent the cafe at Project Homeless Connect. This is an amazing event that's held every year. It's been going on for 10 years. About 1,000 guests came, and they got clothing, shoes, backpacks, food, dental care, medical care, laundry services. They could take a shower. They could get just about anything they need. These are people who don't have a place. So Rose, a member of the cafe and now a recovery coach, sat with me that entire day and invited folks to the cafe. That's why I love what I do. I get to help and be helped. I get to feed and be fed. I get to understand and be understood. Together in love, big things are happening. A few months ago, Greg asked Sarah, our cafe manager, what the cafe was about. She thought and said simply, "There's just love in that soup." Guess what we named our fundraiser this year? So here we are, circling around back to love. One more personal story. When I was a bluebird, we all got to go to the ceramic store and pick out something to paint and then to get fired. Going from something plain and fragile to something beautiful and strong. I picked out a little plaque to give to my grandma, the Christian Scientist, for Christmas. It said, "God is love." She was always telling me that. She believed that to her core. I still have that plaque. And one day I was looking at it and I thought, God is love. Then can I say love is God? Can I be God in the world when I love? And I think that's when I started to get it. That's why I do what I do. Because I want to love and be loved. It feels so good to be part of God. I believe that everything comes from God. So how can we not be? Each of us has our own God spark. That within each of us is sacred and divine, source energy. How wonderful is that? So it is our job and our joy to find within ourselves that which animates us and makes us alive, willing, and able, and then to find something that is fulfilling and fun where God can fan that spark. I like to picture a continuum where fear is on one end and love is on the other. Maybe fear is at the bottom and love is at the top, but love is the bottom line. Everything is about love. All good comes from love. If I can think of no other mantra, I can always just repeat the word love. It undergirds our five guidelines at the cafe. Isn't that what it's all really about, to be loved and to love? Guidelines really are just ways to deepen love. It's love that transforms us. It's love that sprouts new life. Love of family, love of friends and neighbors, love of all humanity, love of the earth, love of all the realms of heaven, love of and for spirit, the God spark in each of us.